All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Richard Rush, my son. We got a couple car reviews I want to slip in. I'll start, Richard. I drove a BMW here recently, which we get a few of, you know, I guess you could call them, you know, fancier cars here and there, although this one was not on the high end of the price scale. This is a 2022 BMW M240i X-Drive Coupe. Now, this is a small little, I would call it a sports car per se, Richard, two-door, a fairly decent trunk room, but this is not a large car by any means. In fact, sort of mimics the Toyota Supra, which, you know, BMW makes the Supra for Toyota. It's a little larger than that, although it has some of the same, you know, underpinnings of it. This car comes in at right at $57,000, and being an all-wheel drive, I drove it in every single snowstorm we had here over the past, you know, week or so that we had, you know, snow. I mean, I've only had the car for a week, and we had two snowstorms during that week. And I'll tell you, Richard, the car performed extremely well in the snow for being a small two-door coupe.
Yeah, well, and I will say this, the thing that struck me about it is it looked really nice, right? And like you say, I think sometimes with those two-door coupes, not necessarily that they look weird by any stretch of the imagination, but this car had a really nice stance and everything about it. And like you said, the fact that it handled well in the snow is big, because there's a lot of people here in Colorado, Dad, that love the idea of having a coupe, you know, sort of a sportier car, but also not being stuck when it does snow, right?
Right. No, I mean, yeah, this is one of those cars where you don't have to stay home when it snows. Again, I literally drove this thing everywhere. It was super icy one day. I didn't hesitate, got in. In fact, the one day where it didn't start snowing until I was on air, and it was pretty, you know, Charlie and I here were watching it. There was a good couple of inches of snow on the ground by the time I went home that night. I had no problem whatsoever. It worked fabulous.
Well, and I think that that's partly, like you say, due to their technology, right? BMW's technology, the way they've done it, you know, even in a small car like that. Now, the only thing you have to watch out for, of course, is snow that gets too high, where you're acting like a snow plow, right? But outside of that, I think you would be good. And obviously, it's got some good up and go, because they're doing more and more of those turbocharged engines in that, right?
Yeah, and this car very much compares with the Toyota Supra 3.0, which, again, BMW makes for Toyota, although this car does not look like the Supra at all. Now, from the interior standpoint, Richard, it's very, very similar, but outside of that, it looks extremely different than the Supra. I mean, there's a few similarities here and there, but it is not the same looking car. And again, this is an all-wheel drive version of that car, not just a rear-wheel drive only. And again, this car comes out optioned very, very well. Really, again, Richard, I honestly, car was very, very quiet for one of the, what I would call more of the entry-level BMWs, if you would. I'm not exactly at entry-level, but it's a 2 Series, so you can kind of know the series. If you're a BMW person, you know what I'm talking about. I expected this car to be a lot louder on the interior, very quiet, all the creature comforts you could ever imagine. Wife loved the car. This actually was a great car. I mean, is this a car I would buy and own? Absolutely.
Again, what was that price point again on that one?
$57,000.
So under $60,000 for a, you know, two-door sport coupe, right?
Right.
You can go pretty much anywhere with.
Anywhere you want, and it has plenty of power. Again, folks, if you want to test drive one of these cars, go to your local BMW dealer. Tell them John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason both sent you.